Scotland's transgenderism legislation will endanger women, MPs. By Peter Catalone, December 28, 2022. New transgenderism legislation that was recently passed in Scotland will endanger the lives and welfare of women across the UK, multiple MPs have warned. Elected representatives from the Tory Party, the Labour Party and the Democratic Unionist Party have openly warned that new transgenderism legislation passed in Scotland will put women across the UK in danger. Under the recently passed reforms, people in Scotland over the age of 16 will soon be able to self-declare their legal gender without having to undergo various medical assessments. While many pro-LGBT activists have praised the move, MPs have come out in criticism of the legislation after its recent passing, with a number expressing concern that the new rules could put women across the UK at risk. According to a report by The Telegraph, three representatives have now written to Alistair Jack, the Scotland Secretary, in order to ask him to interfere with the legislation, which they believe will have undue impact on the rest of the United Kingdom. DUP MP Carla Lockhart, Conservative MP Miriam Cates, and Labour MP Rosie Duffield have all reportedly expressed concern regarding the ambiguity of the new rules regarding whether the self-declared genders will have the same status in other parts of the UK where changing one's legal gender is more difficult. There could foreseeably be a scenario by which someone changes their legal gender in Scotland and then acquires a new legal status in England, despite having never gone through the English gender recognition process, the MPs reportedly warned. They also are said to have claimed that the new measures do not include adequate safeguards and could represent a breach of the UK's human rights obligations under the UN Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. While Scotland's leftist government has repeatedly defended the legislation, arguing its passing was a historic day for equality, others in Britain and beyond have come out against the new measures as potentially putting women at risk by, in theory, allowing men to easily access women-only spaces. Even the sitting Tory government in the UK, which has a long and storied history of allowing hate speech laws and other draconian legislation to be implemented under its watchful eyes, has expressed serious concerns about the reforms, even threatening to block the measures for fear they put women at risk. "We share the concerns that many people have regarding certain aspects of this bill, and in particular the safety issues for women and children," Scotland's Secretary Alistair Jack reportedly said soon after the measures passed the Scottish Parliament. "We will look closely at that, and also the ramifications for the 2010 Equality Act and other UK-wide legislation, in the coming weeks, up to and including a Section 35 order stopping the bill going for royal assent if necessary," he went on to threaten. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.